Started in 1992 on an empty 14-acre lot, the South Central Farm in Los Angeles was once the nation's largest urban garden. Situated in an area of concentrated poverty and violence, the farm was tended mostly by Mexican-American campesinos, who grew traditional foods and medicinal plants from seeds passed down through many generations. After occupying the farm for many months, the families were evicted June 13th, and about half the farm was razed when bulldozers and an army of riot police laid siege. Over 4 dozen people who resisted the invasion were violently arrested. Farmers then erected a resistance camp on the sidewalk outside the perimeter fence. Bulldozers returned there July 5th to continue the demolition. 10 people that day were arrested trying to prevent bulldozers from uprooting fruit trees.
As of a day or two ago, the only thing left standing at the garden were a few trees. They did bulldoze the crops.
Sean, a Santa Cruz area resident, has spent many weeks at the farm, both before and after the eviction on June 13th.
One thing that's amazed me throughout this thing is the faith and the hope of the campesinos that work on this farm.
The 350 families of South Central Farm have been in a long legal battle with developer Ralph Horowitz, who is determined to build a warehouse complex on the farm's land. In June 2003, without any notice or public input, L.A. city officials sold Horowitz the land for just over $5 million. Quite a deal, considering that Horowitz sold the land to the city for $13.3 million back in 1994. Horowitz claimed if the South Central farmers could raise $16.3 million, he would sell them the land. When the money was raised, he refused to sell. Yet this fact doesn't find its way into much of the media coverage, Sean says.
There's been a lot of press that's kind of said this is over, this is a done deal. But there was also a lot of press on the 13th when they evicted everybody that said the same thing, that said this was a done deal, that this was over. So the media tends to say that this is over and people should give up. These people are far from giving up on this struggle.
The South Central farmers have ramped up the pressure and deemed July 7th through 10th as days for international supporters to act in solidarity. With the Trash Can Liberation Orchestra playing improvised beats, about 60 people paraded through downtown Santa Cruz July 9th, handing out flyers along the way. Punctuating their opposition to development, some folks held colorful signs painted with burning tractors and bearing the words, "Fuck developers."
If we leave it to them, their ideology will clear cut and pave over every remaining place where people and animals run free. Our hope is not in an imagined future, but in our ability to act together now to change our lives. Freedom lies in revolt. Security lies in the land, in gardens and wild mountains. Join together, cut down the fences, sow seeds, burn every bulldozer.
The South Central Farm Solidarity Parade ended at a courtyard on Pacific Avenue slated for development. There, clay-based seed balls containing native wildflower seeds were distributed. A recorded statement from the South Central farmers was broadcast, and people spoke about threats to public space in Santa Cruz and related historical struggles. Others talked about starting more guerrilla gardens locally.
Some folks that I've been working with lately want to start their own efforts in solidarity with the South Central farmers, and they want to start growing their own food, medicinal plants, all the stuff that we're stoked on. So I think it'd be really cool if we, through these efforts, we can collaborate a project here and find space, even if we have to do it with our own guerrilla efforts, and occupy space to grow our own foods. I think it's a big power of resistance.
We've decided to start a garden in solidarity with the South Central farmers.
Ariel Stonebloom, a teacher at Radcliffe Elementary in Watsonville, convinced school officials there to donate a small plot of land, but no funds have been allocated for the garden.
With the help of my students and helpers from the community, we would like to start this garden in solidarity with the South Central farmers. We need support of tools, dirt, gardening supplies, seeds, everything.
Mussels!
Particularly mussels. And We need help.
Stonebloom says they really are starting from scratch, but hopes enough people will pitch in to make the garden grow. Meanwhile, the South Central Farmers will present a legal challenge July 12th, claiming legal ownership of the land had not been established when it was sold to developer Ralph Horowitz. Therefore, his recent actions were illegal.
Either way, even if Horowitz does clear the land and begins trying to build a warehouse down there, people are going to make it hell for any company who wants to come in and use this warehouse.
At present, Walmart and American Apparel are the two largest bidders for any future development on the South Central Farms land. This is the V-Man reporting for Free Radio Santa Cruz.